I want to thank, in my name personally, and in the name of the College of Scholars, in behalf of the largest Islamic organization in the world, which our membership has reached 70 million Muslims, which is based on tolerance, and in behalf of our Muslim brethren and our brothers, our national brothers, we are grateful to those who organized this conference. And for those people from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and those officials of the University of BYU, the dean and the president of the university, we thank you. And this will be for our mutual benefit. The relationship between the three religions, the Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. This is a very long relationship throughout human history. And it's spoken of in the Quran. The story of the Jews and the children of Israel, the sons of Abraham, their days came in the days of Pharaoh Ramses. And they came to the land of Sinai. And they have a broad place within the Quran. When the war occurred between the Byzantines, the Catholic Romans, and Zoroastrians, Muhammad and the Muslims called upon God that the Byzantines would be victorious, but they were not, and Muhammad was sad, and he went back to God and said, When will the Romans be, or the Byzantines be victorious over the Zoroastrians? And he received the Surat al-Rum, which is the Byzantines. So Muhammad and his companions respected greatly the Christian religion. And also that Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah, this is about concerning the in, this is dealt with in the surah about Miriam or Mary, and this is revealed in the Quran. This is referred to as the Surah Miriam, or Mary. And it is said that Mary is a lady that is holy and well seen, well viewed. And it's recorded in the Quran. The things that happened to them, to the Christians. What happened to the Christians within the city. And this story is not even mentioned in the Christian books or the Jewish books, but it's mentioned in the Quran. The Christians in the city of Najran, which is now in the south of the city of Saudi Arabia, the oppressive king at the time killed all of the Christians, burned them with fire. And this tragedy is mentioned in the Quran. And we Muslims, until this day, we read that story. And this is talking about the Christian martyrs cited in the Quran. And this is, this shows that the Islam respects the Christian religion. And for this, and therefore, the third religion, the Judaism, the three religions, Judaism, Islam, and Christianity, agree on many issues. First of all, they have one origin, Abraham, the son of Terah. And he had two wives, Sarai and Hagar. Sarah was from the sons of Israel, or from her came the sons of Israel, and from Hagar came from her Muhammad, peace be upon him. So between Judaism and Islam, there's one father, Abraham, the son of Terah. Geographically, all of them were based or originated in the Middle East. They all originated in one geographical location. And in many issues of doctrine, all of us, we believe in God and his books and his messengers. The creator and is God. For Islam, Judaism, Christianity, for all of them. And when this leader from Egypt sent to Muhammad a letter and sent him wives from Egypt, a Christian named Miriam, and he said, Islam will Muhammad responded and said that Islam will spread in the land of Egypt, but the people of Miriam will be preserved. And now we see the Coptic people in Egypt, and up until now, there's a group in there's an Orthodox group of Christians in Egypt that live in safety, and also in Palestine. When Umar ibn al-Khattab entered the land of Palestine, the caliph, then he went into one of the churches, and the time of prayer came, and so Omar left the church, and the head of the church, the patriarch, and what did he asked Omar, why are you praying outside? I am afraid, he said, if I prayed within the church, the Muslims in the future will take this church on the evidence that Omar prayed within this church. And that was a big, great respect that Omar had for the Palestinian Christians. And right now, the land of Palestine has three religions, Judaism, and Christianity, Islam, despite the political problems. Al-Mashak. When when the delegation of Christians came to Medina to speak with Muhammad, they had this discussion, and Muhammad said, "We're going to sit down and talk and agree." And we'll see who is correct, whether it's you or us. This is a great lesson, very powerful lesson of Muhammad, how we can have dialogue between these great religions and how we can do it today without hostility. And therefore, when Muhammad emigrated or left to Yathrib, It was a civil, a civilian city or place. It was not an Islamic, there was no Islamic state. It is, he referred to it as a civilized state. Some of them were those who immigrated, the Muslims who immigrated to Yathrib, but some of them were Jews. And all of them were one community. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. This is what Muhammad wrote. Both the Muslims from Yathrib and the Jews. He wrote that they are one community. Muhammad established a civilized or civil a society or state. He established the rights and duties therein, whether they be Muslims or non-Muslims, Arabs or non-Arabs. And when Muslims had... anyone who kills... Muhammad said, anyone who kills a non-Muslim, a protected non-Muslim, will be is condemned. There should be no hostility except for those who oppress, against those who oppress. And praise God, this kind of tolerance is how it is in Indonesia. 180 million Muslims, but the defense minister is Catholic, and other ministers Catholic or Protestant Christians. Another minister the transportation minister is also Christian, and tourism is a Hindu. Minister of Tourism. I don't know of any other country in your countries. If you have a Muslim minister or secretary in Indonesia, we have four ministers that are non-Muslims. The defense minister is Catholic. The commercials minister of commerce, and thank you. And peace be upon you and the mercy of God and his blessings.